producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Would be me, Jennifer Horn, on the air with a mission. We're here to make the day better for you, to have you think things through well, all of that good stuff. And so with that, I tend to sort of push you to things that you may find good for you or amusing. Today, for example, is Singles Day. And because of that, Chinese shoppers are flocking online in record numbers.
That's flocking, by the way.
Flocking.
Be careful.
Flocking, yeah. F-L-O-C-K-I-N-G, flocking online to take advantage of the discounts offered on the largest internet shopping event. And it's big because of them. This is done by Alibaba. The biggest online retail company in the world, encouraging single people to buy something for themselves. That started, I think, what, 3 or 4 years ago, November 11th, whatever. It was a counter of sorts, or it came as a brainchild of somebody who said, okay, Black Friday's coming up after Thanksgiving, let's not wait till then. But it's big in China because of Alibaba. Not that people over here aren't going to take advantage of it, because they will. And you're only supposed to do it because you're single. So, Jennifer, you could go online to Alibaba.
Yeah, this is so cool. I love encouragement to buy myself something.
So in the first 90 minutes of the business day in China today, they took in $5 billion.
That's so crazy.
In retail sales.
So what do you buy for yourself for single stages? Anything? Anything you want?
Underpants.
Underpants.
Socks. A new hat. I don't know. A new car.
Now we're talking.
Some got to add up to $5 billion in 90 minutes. And again, this is something done worldwide, but the Chinese, this is as the day started over there when people were paying attention to it. So most of the $5 billion of business they did in the first 90 minutes was done there in China because they are, let's see, they're at the beginning, or at the beginning of the next day. So the international dateline is somewhere around Guam, and Guam is the first place that sees the new day. So then it goes westerly from there, and we are the last ones to have the day. Hawaii is the last place to have the end of the day, and then it starts over again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's a
little bit complicated.
They're ahead of us, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. So because of that, China is, let's see here. How many? I think they are 7, 12, 10. They are about 17 hours ahead of us. I believe Asia, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours ahead of us. So that's how things can get started quickly. And that's why when we start the day, people look at the Asian markets first and how they did, because by the time our markets are open, the Asian markets are closed. So you see how they did, and then you look at the European markets that are already in session, and that's how that whole thing works. So anyway, I find it interesting that this is something that I had forgotten about, Frank, until I looked at all the news stories about it today and thought, oh, yeah, I remember that. But the amount of money. We were talking about
a lot of cash.
Anheuser-Busch buying Miller for $105 billion. There's a lot of money floating around. And, you know, philosophically speaking, there is no limit. Do you understand the concept of abundance? Do you know that there is no limit on what you can make or what can be made by businesses? That's the whole creative process and the beauty of the creative process. That when you create something, somebody starts a new business, The best and most successful businesses are those which do not take away from others. My spiritual concepts, my spiritual beliefs figure into this equation, because I don't think you ever really succeed by bumping somebody else off. You may in the short term, but unless you create something new, original, and novel in your business or in your desires, you will not. It's like taking another man from his wife, a woman, or a man takes a woman from her husband. Sometimes those seem to work out because there wasn't adequate play with the original couple, but more often than not, it's very destructive because you're taking something that really isn't yours. You're not creating
it. You're not building it.
You're not building. So building is what's important here, and that's why the sky is the limit. You can create whatever amount of abundance you would like by being clever, working hard, or because, oh, no, I don't have the same opportunity because I'm, you fill in the blank, whatever. I'm too old. I'm the wrong skin color. I'm the wrong religion. The world is stacked against me. Hogwash. I don't subscribe to that for a second. And all the people that would give away, the only people that deserve our consideration when it comes to giveaways are people who can't do it on their
own. True victims.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, they can't do it. But otherwise, if you're physically and mentally able, you don't get a dime because you don't deserve it. What have you done to deserve that money other than give up? If you look around at the people, there are some people who have given up, and then, you know, they come back around and they say, okay, I don't
like
it.
The government encourages people to give up now, though, because the more people give up, the more control they have on what their lives are like.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about this last weekend. It's been sort of Veterans Day week. I confused Monday to Wednesday, but there were some things that went on this past weekend at the American Veterans Center in Washington. We'll talk to Jim Roberts, who is the founder of this organization that put all of the veterans in the spotlight this past weekend. That's up next here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
What's keeping you up at night? Too much on your mind? If you can't sleep, call us now, because we're sending free bottles of Somnipure to listeners in your area. Pay only shipping and handling. Somnipure is a comprehensive sleep formula that's already taking CBS by storm. But now, listeners in your area are invited to try a free 14-day supply. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. Somnipure delivers better sleep three distinct ways. You can fall asleep faster, stay asleep through the night, and wake up feeling refreshed with no sleep hangover. Get your free 14-day supply to get the best sleep of your life. This offer is for listeners in your area, but hurry, because when this offer's gone, it's gone. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490. 1-800-938-1490.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
15 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and I now have Jim Roberts with us, the president of the American Studies Center, which was founded in 1978, headquartered in Virginia. Jim and I have been together for a long time because he not only runs the American Studies Center, but also was the founder of Radio America, now home to me, has been. You realize, we were talking about this the other day, that I've been there for 18, almost 19 years. Do you realize that?
I do realize that, Doug, because one of the employees and I were talking about this, but I was shocked when he mentioned it. But that's a long time.
It is.
I can vote now.
Yes, you can. Yes, you're old enough to vote. Congratulations. All right, well, your other hat here is the one that we want to focus on, the American Veterans Center, which is part of the American Studies Center. Every year does a great veterans conference, presents honors to a lot of people. So give us the highlights of this last weekend, will you?
Yeah, Doug, this was, I probably say this every year, this was our best one. Certainly was our biggest one. It's a three-day conference and quite a leadership summit, as we call it. We had over 500 students, most of them at the college level, and most of those midshipmen and cadets from the military academies, from military colleges, from a lot of ROTC programs around the country. We did have 150 or so high school students as well, and just plain folks like you and I and some great speakers. And we started off on Thursday with something called the Wounded Warrior Experience, which is moderated by Jennifer Griffin of Fox News, and we talked to nine injured men and women who injured in Iraq and Afghanistan, and how they became injured, their long torturous process of coming back to health and entering society. That's always a very, very moving part of the conference. That's how we start. And then we had 2 days of speeches and symposia and stuff from for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and people like Michelle Howard, the first four-star woman in the Navy. She's the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Many admirals and generals, you might say, and heroes.
Do you ever get off on a tangent? I don't know how much you listen to me anymore. You used to listen to me more.
That's a leading question.
That is a leading question.
I still keep up to date.
All right. So you know that one of my pet peeves, one of my huge pet peeves is, even more than that, the outrage that I feel when veterans are not being taken care of. Do you ever address that, the hocus-pocus going on with the phony political machines that say, oh, we're going to take care of the veterans and we don't? Does that ever come up at any of these the conferences that you have?
It does. We've had VA directors speak, but frankly...
Did you boo them?
No, we did.
I would if I were there. I'd boo them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These directors are stuck in with institutions that frankly I think can never work. This is my personal opinion here, which is that, don't forget, the VA is a government bureaucracy. It's a federal government bureaucracy. You can name one that's efficient. I can't.
None. I don't know who you're supporting for president, but Ted Cruz is pretty funny in the debate when he lists five. I don't know if you saw that or not. Five government departments that need to go, and he mentioned the Commerce Department twice. But there are plenty of agencies that need to go, and you're right. The whole thing is inefficient, and it comes back.
What I would do, frankly, and I've looked at this now for many years, is I would privatize the system, shut it down, and put the money into vouchers, and let these veterans go into private institutions.
Yep, I think there's a move to do that. You see, at least some of the things that came into focus this week with all these phonies using the soldiers for backdrops for their own campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we're going to take care of you this way and that way, and that was one of the proposals, I think, in this new bill, to have them get access to the private system. All right, Jim, good work. Thank you. Nice to have a chat with you. I haven't talked to you for a while. I have to catch up. Jim Roberts, who was in charge of the American Veterans Center annual Veterans Conference and Honors this past weekend.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I are enjoying the music of a great high school band, the John F. Kennedy High School Marching Band in Sacramento, California. All 130 members of the marching band showed up at Tariq Jensen's house this past weekend, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Instruments in tow. Jensen is a high school senior, had to miss his homecoming celebration because he's recovering from a brain injury that he got in a car crash in June. He's 17 years old. He was struck. He was riding his bicycle, and a man driving a stolen car drove him and the others off the road. He was the one most severely hurt. He was in the hospital for more than a month, not able to go back to school yet. He's trying to complete his high school remotely through a study program that allows tutors to visit him, that sort of thing. But because he was so involved in the activities of the band, it was homecoming weekend, they decided that they would bring the band to him.
That's cool.
So they did. Isn't that a good story? That's cool.
I like it.
Very nicely done. All right. Congratulations to them. And hopefully, it's not a speedy recovery, obviously, for him because he's still suffering. But hopefully he gets better in the long run. Also, as passages take place, one of the great New Orleans musicians, Alan Toussaint, who had tons of hits. I'm reminded of any number of them from my days as a disc jockey, including this one, Working in the Coal Mine. Crack this up, Carol, will you please? Boom, boom. 5 o'clock in the morning. Boom. Wrote songs for Aaron Neville and Joe Cocker and Ernie K. Doe. The next tune that we have a copy of here that he was, I love this, Lady Marmalade. This does it.
Yeah, it's funky, right?
Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells with this song that Alan Toussaint wrote. Lady Marmalade, crank it up for a minute there, Cara, will you?
Lady Marmalade.
Guys behind the scenes. He recorded. recorded some of this stuff himself, but it never did as well with him doing it. He put it together, made great music for people like Glenn Campbell, for saying this is another Alan Toussaint song. Southern Nights, remember this version by Glenn Campbell?
Yeah.
In 1973, he established his own recording studio, the C-Sync Studio. He worked with a lot of people like Paul Simon there, Paul McCartney, Patti LaBelle recorded that song there, Joe Cocker, Elvis Costello. He had a lot of hits to his name, man. I'll tell you something. You know what we didn't get, Kara? Dr. John's Right Place and Wrong Time. See if we can find that where we're playing him singing a couple of his songs. This is Fortune Teller, and this Alan Toussaint himself singing it.
Went through the fortune teller, I had my fortune ring.
Strong on the piano.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Most of the writers of today or modern times have used the piano. Well, let's see, what else we got? Victims of Darkness, other Alan Toussaint singing. He sang himself. This will lend itself, his career, Jennifer, will lend itself to a tribute movie much the same as the ones that have been done, for example, for The Wrecking Crew and there's a bunch from the Funk Brothers in Detroit. All right, here is Dr. John, another hit written by Alan Toussaint called Right Place, Wrong Time. Who remembers this? Bang it up. Yeah.
Confession?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
You don't really?
No.
Oh my God, how did you not remember this song?
I don't know.
Good tune. This brings us all back around. I get so excited about this, I've gone over time.
All right.
He lived a very quiet life. He drove a Rolls Royce, but he liked living in New Orleans, stayed there. There's a lot of these jazz guys, the blues guys, live in New Orleans. So a marking of the passing of Alan Toussaint. 28 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Head today that you had gotten rid of this bumper, which is actually, it's what we call in the radio biz, this song that brings us back in, and it is my favorite, but I hadn't heard it in a while, and so I was thinking to myself, maybe when I was gone, you told Kara, don't tell Jen to get rid of that song.
Thing.
I'm glad you didn't, and I apologize for thinking the worst.
Really? How would you think the worst of me?
I almost said something.
No. Really?
It's my favorite. You aren't wearing makeup, baby. I'm not used to it. Come on. It's a good song. All right,
hello.
Back to you.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. A couple of good stories here. This is the exclusive story from Joe's Crab Shack.
Crab Shack.
How many times have you been to the... this is a big chain,
it
by
is
the
a
way.
Chain. Yep. And, you know, maybe once.
Really? I think I've been in one of them a couple of times. Anyway, it's a seafood chain. And they are the first major restaurant to start paying workers a quote-unquote living wage. They have experimented with dropping tipping in 18 of their stores. Servers, hosts, bartenders are paid a higher fixed hourly wage now, says the CEO. It's expected to result in an improved team atmosphere, a significant reduction in turnover, and greater financial security for our employees.
Yes.
They got $2 an hour plus tips. Now they get $12 an hour.
What would you rather have?
Neither of those. I would rather have a lot more per hour.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, if given the choice, I would still rather be able to make tips. Because here's the great thing about tips. If you're really good, you do a really good job, you're going to get a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love that opportunity, because you know me, I try to work my tables like crazy.
Yeah, right,
come
exactly.
On.
Yeah, no, you would be good.
Oh, I'd be a great server. It would be a great fallback career.
You've never worked as a waitress anywhere?
No, I always wanted to when I was little, but no.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd also make an excellent bartender, because people would tell me their life stories. And
right.
It would be fun.
You think that would be fun?
Well, for like a day, and then probably it would lose its appeal quickly.
Really? Because?
Well, any kind of job like that, it's tough work, and it probably gets monotonous after a while, I would think.
You think? By the way,
not like this.
This week, Uber and Lyft, this has nothing to do with Joe's Crab Shack or waitressing, I just kind of want to move on to the next thing. Uber and Lyft are offering free rides for veterans
this week.
Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that's smart. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is in the news this week. He spoke before a group the other day. Most of the fire chiefs, fire departments around the country had a meeting, had a convention. You know, all of these groups get together every year. They go and lobby and try to, straighten out whatever the ills are that's bothering. And there's probably no group of people in the country that deserve less and get more than firemen, not because they don't do a good job. I praise those who came to my farm and saved a lot of animals a year and a half or 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, when the roof collapsed. And I had a day for them on the farm, celebrating and thanking them for their job. But let's face it, for the most part, fire departments in communities around the country are over bloated. The way that the unions have taken over and made this a cushy job. They work 2 days a week, 48 hours on usually, and then they have 4 days off and they're back on 48 hours. That's how we do it in our town. And they get a lot of money. They get paid the higher end of the scale, $100,000 a year for being a fireman. I find it, because when you look at the numbers, I could never get up on town meeting floor. I'm a member of the town meeting here in Framingham, unless I didn't want to get reelected or unless I wanted my house to burn down. You could never. As a matter of fact, I voted against something. I'm trying to remember what it was. It had to do with the fire department. And the guy sitting next to me says, "Don't be surprised if your house burns down tonight." And he was joking, but yet he wasn't joking. So my theory has been, if you haven't heard me and my theory before, Jennifer, you've heard it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of firefighting in most communities can be done, and is in many places in our country, done by volunteers, because the average community cannot afford, especially if it's like you got 10,000, 8,000, 12,000 people living in your community, you can't buy enough
a fire department
protection. You can't buy the trucks, you can't buy the buildings, you can't buy the help. So they buy a truck and they give the volunteers. I think of Lincoln, Massachusetts, which is a town two towns over from me, that's had a volunteer fire department forever, since they were established in the 1700s. And I knew a fellow who was the chief of the volunteer fire department. He ran a garage, wonderful guy, and he was on the fire service for 40 some odd years in that town. They send the volunteers to the fire academy. They do it on their own time. They all spend a night a week sleeping at the fire station. So if there's a fire, they go out and put the fire out. In 1 year, they were called out four times. That was it for the whole year.
Huh.
And so they've had this truck that they have is pretty old. They bought a used truck. They use it. They keep it clean. They have one person that works for the fire department, takes care of the truck, the mechanics, takes care of whatever the fire department needs, and keeping up with all the computer technology and news and rules and equipment. One guy gets paid. There are 14 members of the volunteer fire department. Two of them stay overnight each night in the fire station. And the people who stay there are people like Doherty, the guy I'm talking about. His garage was 150 feet down the road from the fire station. So he just walk up and go to bed. He lived across the street in a great big old house. His wife was there. If there was a need, she could call him and he could come over there. And most of the people who would stay there were like light, where they were either living close in or you could, in the daytime, if there was a fire, they just call people that were close to the fire station, and they'd run over and get in the truck, and, you know, bingo, they put out the fire.
That would work in a small town. That would not work in a big town.
No, it doesn't work in New York. It doesn't work in Los Angeles, Boston. But I suggest to you that if you look into what your own town is doing, you'd come to the same conclusion that I did. In Framingham, every year I make a study of this. Fire department budget is $7 million a year plus here. There are 100 men and women who are on the fire service in Framingham. Last year, the total amount of damage done as a result of fires was less than $2 million in Framingham. So my suggestion has always been, since I thought this through, that you are the town basically put together a fund. 1 year, $7 million. So put the fund of $7 million away. Put it in an account, and you, if somebody's house burns down or has damage, let's say we had $2 million of damage done last year in Framingham. So out of the $7 million, you take $2 million and you pay these people off. Their insurance rates go down to next to nothing, and so you got $5 million. Next year, you replenish it to the total of $7 million, if that's what you want to have in there. But it still is only $2 million a year instead of $7 million after you make the initial investment. And you have four or five trucks that are decent, got a couple of firehouses. That's how it works.
Right.
But instead, we roll over to these guys who, for the most part, work out in the weight room. They are carpenters, plumbers. They have their own computer business, whatever it is, and they run it from the fire station, or they get a good night's sleep. Yeah, there are reasons to go out and put out fires or rescue people in accidents. The fire department has now become the EMTs, and so we have a huge rescue truck in Framingham that costs us $370,000 to buy. It's a fire engine, but it's all outfitted for any kind of rescue you can possibly imagine. That's all swell if you can afford it. But I don't know that it's necessary, and I know that we waste a lot of money in lots of different ways in the fire department. But to be able to get that changed, woof, good luck to you trying to get that done. All right, so anyway, the reason I brought that up is because Joe Biden went to the annual fire chiefs, fire department convention, and he was talking about climate change. Why he went there in the first place, nobody knew. He wasn't invited. He just showed up. And so he started talking. He delivered an address. And the first thing he said was, you don't have to be a climatologist. You don't have to be a nuclear engineer to understand that things have changed in the climate. They've changed rapidly. The bottom line is that your job is getting a hell of a lot more dangerous talking to the firefighters because of the dangers that have been brought about. He said he wanted to say thank you to the fire chiefs, deviated from what was his original speech and talking points. He said, there is no more important group in all of America than you. You protect our lives, you protect our property, you give your lives, and in many cases you've lost your property and have still gone out and fought to make sure people don't die. He said, as he went on, when he was talking about climate change, that the same people who deny climate change are the same people who deny gravity.
A little different, but okay.
Right.
So basically what he's saying is climate change is responsible for the fires that we've been having.
Well, in a manner of speaking, and that if you deny that climate change is a problem, then it's like you've denied Isaac Newton's law of gravity or something, which is foolish and sort of a Joe Biden-esque thing. And the only reason that I chuckle about it is I think it's too bad that he didn't run for the presidency, because it would have been
fun.
Yeah.
Can always say that about Joe. It's
right,
fun.
Exactly. But I think he's well-intentioned, well-meaning.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
actually
likeable.
Quite a good guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
43 past the hour. Let me talk about the body that you have. And earlier I was actually talking about Super Beats. Probably should have given the number when I was talking about what happens. The Russians are involved in this doping scandal.
Yes.
So I equated it to what's going on in many areas of the world where people take these artificial supplements, some of them illegal.
Superbeats is like doping legally.
Well, it's what it does is enhance your ability to be stronger, to be better at what you're doing. It opens up your arteries because of the nitric oxide that is a natural part of the beets. And these beets are not just any beets. These are beets that are grown specially especially for the Superbeats folks. The Neogenis Labs have come up with this concoction, if you will. This is a supplement that puts lots of nitric oxide into your system, and this has become big all over. You hear all kinds of references to nitric oxide. Is this product that'll do it, and that product will do it? Well, this is the all-natural way of getting it. Nitric oxide boosts your circulation. It relaxes your arteries, healthy blood pressure. The blood gets to your muscles, and that's where it comes in with all the athletes, because athletes love to make themselves stronger and bigger, and that's justifiable. That's what you want. If you're going to be in track and field, or you're going to be in basketball or baseball, football, you want to be big and strong, and you get big and strong by exercising, and the bigness and strongness comes from the blood getting into the muscles, areas of your body where you want the strength and you want the power. And that's what the rejuvenation process is all about with Super Beets. So it's a whole beet. Actually, in each teaspoon, you get three whole beets ground up. It's like a dust. Put it in the water. You mix a glass of it, drink it. Boy, will it bring your body around to the place where you want it to be. If you're over 40, you need to call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets right now while you're thinking about it. Super Beets and Neo 40. Neo 40 is the encapsulated version of Super Beets. It's dried and put into a tablet, so when you put it in your mouth, it immediately melts and your system absorbs the goodness, if you will, of Super Beets, and right away you'll have more energy. Right away you have more stamina. Right away you'll be raring to go. And it's not artificial. It just gives you that natural sort of push and high. 800-655-4183. Or you can order at DougLikesBeets.com, all one word. I am very confident because I'm using this. Jennifer says to me some morning, hey, what are you on? What am I on? I'm on
Super Beets.
Super Beets. So get the Super Beets. Get the Neo 40, get all the information, the support that you need. This is a great combo. Neo 40 Super Beets together, tested, patented, it will work for you. Tastes yummy too, black cherry flavor for the Super Beets. Neo 40 tastes fine on its own. 800-655-4183. Make sure you get blood everywhere in your body and stay healthy. Max your body out. It's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
November 15th is America Recycles Day, a day dedicated to encouraging Americans to recycle. This year, Plastics Make It Possible encourages you to recycle more plastics. Across the country, most communities have plastics recycling programs, and a growing number of everyday plastics can be recycled. Here's Jennifer Killinger from Plastics Make It Possible with more.
Today, nearly every household has access to a plastics recycling program, so it's never been easier to recycle everyday plastic packaging. If we all do our part, we can prevent these plastics from being wasted and use them to make great new products.
In addition to curbside recycling programs for plastics such as drink bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs, you can recycle plastic bags and wraps at more than 18,000 participating grocery and retail stores across the nation. Bring your plastic bags from groceries, dry cleaning, bread, and produce, as well as those plastic wraps around products such as cases of water, napkins, and diapers. Just make sure they're clean and dry, and drop them in the storefront recycling bin. For more information on plastics recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Drama at the Good Day program. I think that's one of the things. I'm really becoming very, very fond of Kara because she has this, she sort of has a gumption about her that you have to take seriously, and it's worthy of respect. Every once in a while, I can be a little pushy.
You can.
I know it's hard to extremely to understand the extremities of my personality, but every once in a while I can. So because this is the most difficult technical radio program, and I say this sort of with pride, there has never been in the history of radio a program, and I mean this seriously. I should get an award just for the people behind the scenes ought to get an award just because of how complex it is to put this program together.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Because there are so many different moving parts. We have four, five, six people on the air at the same time. We have all of these inserts from people like Greg, the experts from the food and travel and the household repairs and the dog guy, all these people apart. Warren, remind me to refer to him as the dog guy. He's on later on.
I bet he'd like that.
I think he probably would. Hysterical. He's become one of my best friends on this. There's something about Warren that I find so engaging. He's a wonderful human being. As is Greg Stebbins, who finally, what did you do? Did you have wax in your ears or did you have to put a plug in? What's going on? This, you're the tech guy. What the heck's going on?
Operator error.
Oh, no.
It happens.
It does. It's a good thing you're not driving a locomotive.
Or a self-driving car.
You're right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I was giving kudos to Kara because every once in a while she's not meaning to be funny, but her intonation with me
is very serious.
But it's just right. You know, she just knows how to, okay, here, I'm going to put him in his place.
Just talk.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so Greg is here to talk with us about this call. I want to probe a couple of things going on.
Yeah, you're naughty.
Oh. That was sad.
You know what I'm thinking, Greg? This report has gone right down the tubes. Kind of like the debate for Greg Bush. Greg Bush. Jeb Bush last night.
Thank you, but I'm not running.
Another one?
Can we convince you to run? Anyway, a couple of technical items coming up in a moment with Greg Stebbins, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. I'm not sure they want to take credit for this sort of thing, though. That's up next here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an after betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
All right, so last night during the Republican debate, Mario Rubio, or Marco, his brother. I don't know why I always.
What is going on with you?
You're having a name challenge.
You're like,
remember that, the name game? Candy Crush is something that Rubio made reference to last night because it is a big, big deal in terms of games and the selling of games. There's the Call of Duty people are buying the makers of Candy Crush to put video games out of living rooms and into smartphones. They want to have you be able to play these games on your smartphone. Now, isn't this the end of the world? I mean, people playing these games walking down the street?
They already are.
Yeah. Are they really?
Oh, yeah. If they're not playing a game, they're on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
It's a dating app.
Oh, my gosh. Swipe to the left, swipe to the right. You got a date. Someone to stay with for the night.
Is that what it is? How is that?
I just made that up. Man. That was pretty good.
It was very good.
It was very good.
I'm a jingle meister today.
All right. You got 30 seconds to explain T-Mobile's free video streaming. Now they're bringing HBO, Netflix, and others in, yes?
Yeah, so you'll get to watch free streaming
Free.
At a lower, I'm totally blanking on the word. The video quality won't be as good, but it'll be free.
Bandwidth will be.
Thank you. Yeah. And why they're doing this, I believe, is because they have the ability to serve up video there, and it costs them much less money, so it brings in new customers.
All right, Greg, thank you. Your expertise.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack.
and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.